8-year-old Angelo Randall ate lunch at Bayer Farms in the Roseland neighborhood of Santa Rosa nearly every day this summer, thanks to the Redwood Empire Food Bank. Kids who usually qualify for free and reduced price lunch at school can eat lunch for free here instead when school is not in session. Angelo thinks the food is pretty tasty.
Yeah, it was good and I liked it and I loved it.
Angelo's dad, Kevin Randall, said the free lunches really make a difference for his family.
Give some healthy snacks and it helps us save money at home, which is tight right now anyways.
Redwood Empire Food Bank CEO David Goodman said that hunger in Sonoma County communities like Roseland and Rohnert Park looks different than the stereotype.
We don't have distended bellies of sub-Saharan Africa. Instead, we have food insecurity and hunger, but it doesn't look like anything. It looks just like normal people, but they're struggling.
Goodman said if you want to know how widespread food insecurity is in our region, you only have to look at how many people rely on the food bank services. The food bank serves one out of every seven people in Sonoma County. When the Grayton Rancheria recently approached the food bank about making a donation, Goodman told them what it would cost to fund all of their services in Rohnert Park, where the Rancheria's casino is located. It's about $280,000. The Grayton Rancheria donated exactly that amount. Using this money, the food bank will distribute fruits, vegetables, and other goods through a number of programs, including their 14 food distribution sites in Rohnert Park alone.
Essentially, we're trying to build a safety net to catch people wherever they might be falling, and the Grayton Rancheria is there to help hold up that net.
Grayton Rancheria Tribal Chairman Greg Saris said that they decided to support the food bank because it seemed like the most impactful cause for the amount of money they had available to donate. Saris also has a personal connection to food insecurity.
In my family and other families within the tribe, have struggled financially. We've been poor. We've been food needy. Many of us have used the food bank. We know what it's like.
Saris is especially concerned for children whose families struggle to put food on the table.
The stress on families, the stress on a young person when you have a parent or parents who are struggling to make ends meet, the difficulty, the inability then, the insecurity that prohibits you from the luxuries that other young people have, such as time to study, a peaceful environment at home. Without food, so much is disrupted. We understand this.
This is the first time the Grayton Rancheria has donated to Redwood Empire Food Bank, but it's a partnership both groups say they hope to continue moving forward. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.